There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Come back, get on your face, and give me
25. This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the inconsistent podcast that's incontinent as well. And joining me, as always, is Lee.
It's not as always, but I'm here. So we're still having some problems at headquarters.
Yeah, now they're technical. Now they're mostly technical.
Now they're mostly technical because we've both now are in the same place.
So both Skype has decided that it
doesn't like me.
I don't know what its problem is, to be honest with you. I haven't opened Skype in years. And here's a little behind the veil. See what's behind my veil.
I've seen behind your veil. Don't show them that. Stop.
Dance belt.
Dance belt.
So, I hadn't opened Skype in like, I don't know, 9 months, and damn, it's probably changed.
Well, I can't get in Skype because it tells me I don't have a password. I'm like, I don't remember my password because it's probably been that long since I've been in Skype.
Now, I say that, and by the way, I've asked you folks to call with your Dragon Con memories, and guess where they go? They go to Skype.
Have you not? Okay, now you do need to check that.
Now we have a voicemail or two, at least one to play. I think one is.
Are you going to brave it and play it right now?
Yeah, we'll play it in a second. As soon as I figure out where now Skype has decided to disappear again. I don't know what's going on here.
We're really just doing our best right now.
Then Hangouts decides that it doesn't want to work for certain people now all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, but Lee's here. So, Lee, let's talk about what's recently happened and while I go find this lovely
voicemail. It's very cool. We've gotten new guests and since we last talked, you and I. So I'm really excited about one. And I'm probably going to say it wrong, but Sasha Royz, R-O-I-Z, who has played Captain Renard in Grimm, and he was Adama in Caprica, and for a little bit of time, and he was in Warehouse 13, he played a bad guy in the finale, but for a little bit of time, you've kind of seen him being a bad guy, but then he's now moved into this kind of, he's really an interesting character, and oh, Captain, my Captain, he's coming, and I'm so excited, I can't wait. But then we've also got, and I'm going to say it wrong, and I'm going to get shit for this, and I should, but Alan Tudyk? Tudyk? How do you say that, John?
Tudyk.
Tudyk.
Yeah, it's...
That doesn't sound right.
It's actually correct. That's how I remember it, is exactly how you think I remember it.
Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk.
Okay, so Alan is coming. Alan T. And we know him as Wash.
We knew him. We knew him.
We knew know him, John. Don't
we
don't spoil
knew
it
him?
Don't spoil it for anybody. So we know him as Wash and doing that, and then and now he's also going to be in the new NBC show called what's it called? I just saw it because I just saw an ad for it, and I'm like really excited about it. Oh, my God.
I'll have to look it up. Let me take a poll of those people that are excited to see Wash.
Do you know how many people are?
No,
do you don't.
You don't.
They love these Firefly guests. I say nothing about them.
Dad joke.
Because they will find you.
Dad joke. It's taking a poll of who's excited to see Wash. Anyway.
Oh, that's a bad dad joke. But he's also in Dollhouse. And supposedly he was in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. So that'll be kind of cool.
He's voicing one of the droids.
Yeah, he does a lot of voiceover work. I didn't realize how much he did. I mean, he was the Captain King Candy in Wreck-It Ralph, which I've been watching a lot because my nephew loves it. And we have Disney movies everywhere or anywhere or whatever. And let me tell you how many times I've listened to Wreck-It Ralph in a while. So we've got that. But then we've also got Katie Sackhoff and Candice McClure coming. Both of them were in Battlestar Galactica. Katie Sackhoff has been in a whole lot of other things and has got a new show coming too. So she and Alan have that. Alan T is, I just can't do that. I'm so glad he's not on my panels. Although he could be on, wasn't he in Warehouse 13? No, he wasn't.
Well, you're really stretching, aren't you?
I was about to go, was he in Warehouse 13? Well, Eddie McClintock has also said he's coming, but he only said it on Facebook, and I haven't seen the official, so I can't officially say that. But he said it on Facebook. So we'll see. So we got that. And then, we've also got some people that do some really cool websites and podcasts. Audrey Kearns, Five Truths and a Lie. If you have not listened to that storytelling show, it's really kind of cool.
It's Powerless. You're thinking of Powerless, the DC Comics.
Powerless, yes. Alan T will be at that.
The DC Comics thing based on lawyers for
insurance people.
Yeah, for people that have been injured. If you've been injured in a... Never mind.
No, just stop. And then, and this one is one that you kind of do that little, head tilt, but we're all going to be really excited because I grew up with him. I grew up watching his movies, I'm not going to say it. Judge Reinhold is coming too.
Judge Reinhold, really?
Yes.
You know what? I had finally just the other day watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High from beginning to end for the first time ever.
You've never watched it all the way through?
Not from beginning to end, no. I think I've seen the entire movie, but I'd never seen it from the very beginning to the very end, which it was on IFC. IFC had like this 80s weekend or whatever. And it was, by the way,
not edited
at all. Oh, no.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh.
Well, it was bit of a surprise to me, too, because it was...
Were you watching it with your daughter?
It was a Sunday morning. It was on. And it was after my daughter's 16th birthday party. So there was a bunch of kids in the house. And I'm watching it, and my son's walking around or whatever, and we're in my bedroom watching it, just sitting in my bed watching it, but the door's open, you know, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, you know, certain stuff starts, you know, the language, okay. I was like, it's probably just letting that slide.
It is what it is, yeah.
And then I was like, okay. Oh, she's naked, isn't she? Oh, yeah.
Oh, she is. Oh, she's half naked.
Yeah, okay.
She's half naked. Yeah. Just half naked. But that's kind of the show for some of us. Fast Times at Ridgemont High was the first movie I remember. I can't remember what year it came out, but when it came out, I remember sneaking into a movie to see it. Like I didn't. I told my parents I was going to another movie to see it. I want to say it came out in like 82.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't have snuck into that one. Oh, I bet that was like a VHS that like we snuck in the house and watched when my parents went to sleep or something. That's probably it. Yep. It's not, I guess I didn't sneak into it to see it as a movie because I would have been much too young. It had to be the VHS. Like, oh no, this is a really good movie. No, we'll just watch this. No, you don't need to watch it with us. I'm sure that's what I did with Fat Time.
It's just about high school. You wouldn't be interested.
It's about high school, Mom. Mom, you don't need sitting here with us, because I would have been like 15 or 16 with my friends over and probably doing that. So yeah, that's a heck of a movie. So that's kind of cool. He's going to be there. And a couple of other people, I mean, I'm going through a lot of actors, but please, please know that, you know, I'm also going to name some other people in a minute. But Casper Crump, who's been in Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow and Flash, Arthur Darvill, who you know is, you know, Mr. Amy Pond. That's not how it works. Yes, it does. And he was also in Broadchurch. If you saw Broadchurch with him in it, my heart just was like ripped out in Broadchurch a couple of times. And then right now he's in Legends of Tomorrow. And then we've also got Alexander Siddig, who played Bashir in Deep Space Nine, but also is in Game of Thrones. So kind of cool on that. He's been in other things too. He's kind of one of those people you all of a sudden go, oh. He and Sasha are those two people that you see sometimes you're like, oh, he's in this too. And that's really cool because there'll be this kind of part that maybe he's there for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, but they do a lot in that 15 or 30 minutes, and you just are like, oh, they're kind of cool to watch. So that's kind of cool. I love that. And I think we're getting some more. And then we've got a lot more artists coming. A lot more comic artists have been being named and things like that. And a lot of bands have been named recently and some DJs. So go to www.dragoncon and then
.org.
.org. And then you can look at, oh, sorry, we're watching soccer and the other team scored against USA. So my husband's making noises behind me. And so we're doing that. So that's good. So John, are we going to be brave enough to listen to one of these?
Sure.
Straight out? Because sure. You remember we did that one time and it didn't go well.
Well, here
but
we
we'll
go.
Try.
I think this might be fun.
Hey, John, hey, Lee.
Can you hear that?
I wanted to tell you about this one thing that happened at Dragon Con that I really enjoyed and thought was awesome. I don't live in the greater Atlanta area. I have to travel there from varying locations depending on where I live when I go. And the best thing about Dragon Con is the fact that I get to meet up with all my friends. And we usually have at least one big dinner where we all get together and share some food, which is one of your rules. It has some vegetables. Usually there's some vegetables involved, so you should be proud of us. Sometimes there's not much vegetables. Sometimes it's just a burrito. But you can have them put, you know, like peppers or onions or tomatoes or lettuce on your burrito too. So there's that. But getting together with all my friends at Dragon Con, that's one of my favorite things. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Bye. Aww.
Now he called back.
That's a good thing because it is so great about being able to see everybody. It is a big family reunion.
Now he called back, and knowing who this is, it's probably because he forgot he had called the first time. So let's see what he says the second time.
Hi, John and Lee. This is a random person that lives in Portland, Oregon, and I wanted to share my one of my favorite memories of Dragon Con, was sharing a room with five other dudes and hearing the national anthem snort out loud. That was priceless and classic.
All right.
Have a great day.
Okay, wait. Somebody snored the national anthem?
No. And he called again, because sure, why not?
John. Hey, John. Hey, Lee. I wanted to tell you about one of my favorite things about Dragon Con, and that was
you're having way too much fun time, with this.
I got to meet R.A. Salvatore, and it was really cool. Oh, and this other time, I ate this brownie, and I was walking around, and it was really cool, too, because it seemed like the room was moving around me instead of me moving through the room, but that might have been for a different
seemed to have cut off right there.
Seems to have cut off a couple of times in that one, but it's okay. We're okay with that. Okay, that was hysterical. That's awesome. Those are great. I think, you know, it's so hard. I get it a lot of times when people say, like, what's my favorite Dragon Con memory? And it's difficult for me because, you know, I kind of have to put them in groupings. I would think, though, probably meeting my two earliest crushes, which were Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner, because I had a crush on both Spock and Kirk. And so, you know, that crush and those people that I grew up with, that was to meet them and, it's kind of awesome. It was kind of awesome, especially because I only had one eye and had no depth perception.
Now, Lee, why did you only have one eye?
Because I accidentally got something in my eye. Oops. It was something attached to my badge. The badge just kind of flipped up and hit me in the eye.
How did it flip up and hit you in the eye, Lee?
I don't remember.
I'll tell you, it's my favorite Dragon Con memory.
God. All these poor people are listening to this going, oh my God, what is wrong with these people? Okay. What? Oh, you're not going to. Oh, good. Don't tell that story. Okay. So, I do want to also say a lot of the parties are getting scheduled now. Some of them are probably going to move around a little bit. We're going to see what can happen. So all of that's kind of cool, but it'll be great. I am really excited about this year. I think it's going to be big.
Huge. 72. You were going to say huge, weren't you? You were going to
really
say huge.
And then I just couldn't do it. And, you know, I also, you know, want to talk about how great a titty the Atlanta is, but I'm not going to do that either. I will say that we also have Night Vale people coming, and other podcasting people coming in. I think they're going to talk about more than just maybe the biggest podcast they do. And they'll talk about some other ones because podcasting is so much fun and yet so much work. I don't think people realize that's why we're having to redo a lot of the headquarters right now. John and I are, you know, moving some drywall around, setting up some other things, making sure, trying to make the hangouts work, things like that. It's not working well. Podcasting's work.
It is. Oh, excuse me. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. It is. Yeah, you're so funny. Yes. And so I also think people should be pushing John to dress up as a Powerpuff Girl. I will dress up as Buttercup if you'll dress up as one of the other Powerpuff Girls.
No.
Or Mojo Jojo. You could dress up as Mojo Jojo.
I will say, here's the problem, Lee, and as anybody can tell you, at this point, it's so late in the game, there's no way I can get anything done.
No, you know what? We're going to be talking to somebody that it's never tomorrow, very soon, hopefully tomorrow. He said he would be able to do it tomorrow, and we're going to hope all of our technology works. Who says, you know, every year says this, and then all of a sudden he comes up with like 4 costumes in a month. So you know what? It's not too late.
Good. He can make my costume then. Hey, so.
If he can make you one of the Powerpuff Girls costumes, would you wear it?
Yes. So.
Okay. So, everybody heard that, right?
If anybody wants to call and leave their message of their whatever, we don't care at this point.
We don't really.
The number actually is.
Please talk to us.
Contrary to popular belief of what I said at the very beginning of the season, it's 813-321-0884. That's 813-321-0, like you're doing a countdown.
Did we lose?
I don't know. Did we?
We died. Sorry. You weren't supposed to hear that. I put my hands over to a micro.
813 as in the area code, then 3210 as in a launch, and then 884, which if you look at your phone or your screen, spells out TUG, T-U-G. So 321 TUG. So 3210 TUG. Sorry.
3210 TUG.
Yes. Yes.
That. Mm-hmm. That's a lot like that Allen T thing. I'm not going to touch. Oh, damn it.
You're not going to touch Allen's 2 dicks?
Oh, damn it. Heels. Okay. Please. Okay.
Oh,
folks,
hey. Guess what?
Don't.
Guess what? Skype wants me to upgrade. I'm surprised.
I'm sorry. What a surprise. Oh, it's okay. I was listening to a podcast today and somebody said, "What fresh hell is this?" And I thought, you know what? That's just kind of my life right now.
Yes. So what else we got going on? Any other news besides guest announcements?
I can tell you our news is, again, reminder that we are going to be doing a lip sync contest on Thursday. You get a certificate and whatever things I can put together as a contest, but remember that this is also for charity. So we're figuring out a way so people can vote on their favorites either in the track room or online. I'm going to do a GoFundMe and we'll do that. But if you want to do a lip sync, you got to sign up before Dragon Con. So go to the Dragon Con X-Track Facebook page. You can find it, trust me. And you'll see one of my posts and it'll be there and it says lip sync. And that's what we want you to do.
Do we know what room it's going to be in at this point?
I can tell you that it is over at the Sheraton right now. That is where I'm currently set, is at the Sheraton in, I think, the big ballroom or the party. I think so.
Cool.
But I'm not sure yet. So see, because things can change. And then there will also be a karaoke night, just us getting up and being crazy. And please, if the man who was Spider-Man wants to dance with me again, please come. Please do. I'd like to dance with you again. You were awesome last year. Along with the other gentleman on the other side, I would dance with both of them again when I do my karaoke. And any Deadpools that come, we can sing Careless Whisper to each other. So that'll be awesome. And I don't sing well, as everyone will tell you, because I did the Munchkin song last year, too, which was my con husband and my real husband of 24 years as of yesterday's fault. And I dislike them both intensely in my liver for things like that.
Well, by the way, nice job on the John Kovalik interview.
Thank you,
panel.
John. Thank you. John Kovalik is, if you were listening, is the one of the he does illustrations and he does, I would say probably 90-95% of the illustrations for Munchkin. And you've always kind of wondered, what the hell was that man thinking? Well, now you know, because he sometimes goes, I don't know, I just started drawing, which was kind of cool. And he also has a really adorable daughter who gave me recommendations on some kind of a book for my niece for Christmas. So I got her a new graphic novel because it was for the pre-preteen set. All right. What do we call those now? Elementary kids? Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, they're first through fifth grade. They're Watson. No, they're Watson first, kids.
Yeah, they're first through fifth
get it?
Grade.
Elementary.
So, okay, and your daughter, sweet 16, really?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yep. So, there's that.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, 813-3210-8884.
Please ask us questions. We're going to have somebody else on
only
tomorrow.
Only two eights, not three eights. So 3210-884.
Okay, say it again and I will talk.
813-3210-884.
And just remember, it's zero tug, and that's just so wrong.
You know, countdown to a tug. To the unique geek. Countdown to the unique geek, not a tug.
That's a whole other podcast.
All right. So until next time.
I think we have embarrassed ourselves enough tonight, and we've at least shown everybody that some of the audio is working again. I'm back. We're going to push some of these. You're going to get a lot of podcast people. I'm so sorry. It's your fault. You guys keep telling us you like it. So we're coming. Coming for you.
Until next time, this is John Forley saying, tug it.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.